we try hard to keep our trash footprint light. We recycle everything possible. We use cloth shopping bags. And we practice pre-cycling, which is buying items with minimal packaging or in bulk or not at all. Recently, we've been doing some remodeling work on our home. Due to construction waste, we would have blown our trash footprint. We were saved from blowing our footprint by free cycling. Free cycling allows us to post the items we weren't going to use on a social network. Used baby cribs, exercise machines, bicycles, and cookware are cleaned out of one's closet and gotten by those needing the items. My wife, Nancy, posted our leftover lumber and even used wallboard on www.freecycle.org. Then people in our community came and removed the items. It's how we got our outdoor composting system last summer. There are 4,000-plus local free cycling communities nationwide and 3.5 million members. The one thing you can't do is sell your stuff. It's all free. You get to meet your neighbors, save money, and clean out your spare room or decorate it for free. Sometimes you get the chance to help neighbors that have lost everything in a flood, divorce, or other disaster. www.freecycle.org. One man's trash is another's treasure.